Now you mentioned brand, and I'm feeling like that's another important piece to jump off on, and that is a company brand.
I agree.
Okay? So companies have, you know, a brand, and if you ask them, what do you stand for? What does your company stand for? What is your brand about? They'll tell you some incredible things. And then when you ask them, well, how do employee injuries, workers' compensation claims fit into that brand? And they'll tell you, well, it doesn't. But I will say
huge
that
disconnect.
Yeah. But I will say that for companies that really do understand that it's all completely connected, like for example, I'll give two examples, like Disney.
Great company. Everyone knows Disney. Incredibly profitable company.
Right. One of their top core values is around safety. Okay. Instead of, you know, people think it's entertainment or, you know, I don't know, making dreams come true or whatever it is. But really, safety is huge for Disney. And guess what? Disney doesn't differentiate between customer safety and employee safety. It's just safety.
Some of the metrics around Disney safety are really almost impossible. Their safety track record as relates to both their employees and their patrons is really surreal.
Well, but the reason is because they can't afford. I mean, they're going to hit the newspaper. One bad injury is going to hit the newspaper. So, you know, I was reading about their safety focus, and they said, you know, most companies would say if we could have a tolerance of 1 in a million claims in injuries, that would be really good. But they're saying, but we're running 10 million events at our attractions and so forth at any given point in time. So that would be saying that we're okay with 10 injuries within that size, but they're so large, they're saying, you know, the truth is we have to operate at a 1 in 100 million.
It makes perfect sense. Right? Like 10 people cannot get hurt at Disney every day. They can't allow that. It doesn't work for their business. And you can scale that up or down. You know, if you only have 100 employees, I don't think it would be okay to have one person get hurt every day.
Exactly. So now we drill that down to a company maybe that has 10 or 20 employees, and they're having injuries, and they're saying it's difficult to control it. But actually, the reality is it isn't as difficult as we think if we could just take a few lessons from some of these bigger companies.
Absolutely true. It's not as difficult as people might think, and it doesn't require the sophistication or resources that I believe a lot of employers feel that it does.